Israel has been accused of carrying out collective punishment after announcing a series of strict security measures against Palestinians. The government unveiled its plan in response to attacks against Israelis in occupied East Jerusalem. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to arrive in Jerusalem on Monday morning after his brief visit to Egypt on Sunday. It's his first trip since Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing coalition government took office. Blinken is due to also meet Palestinian officials in the occupied West Bank. Reuters news agency is reporting U.S. officials saying that Israel may have been behind Saturday's drone attack in Iran. The strike hit a military building near the city of Isfahan. Iran said at least one drone was shot down and the explosion caused minor damage.
This cowardly attack was carried out against us. Our security bodies are powerfully acting to ensure maximum national security, and such moves can't impact our nuclear scientists' will and intentions to achieve peaceful nuclear energy.
Unidentified aircraft have hit a convoy of trucks near the Syrian-Iraqi border. Now, that's according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Explosions were seen in the city of Al-Bukamal after the vehicles crossed the border from Iraq. The trucks were reportedly being used by Iraqi armed groups backed by Iran. In November, a similar attack was blamed on Israel. Peru's President Dina Boluarte has called on Congress to move elections forward from 2024 to December of this year. Parliament will debate the proposal again on Monday after rejecting it on Saturday. There have been near-daily anti-government protests since former President Pedro Castillo was impeached and arrested in December. Vote counting is underway in Tunisia's parliamentary election. The second round took place on Sunday, but only a little over 11% of eligible people have cast their ballots. Russian strikes have killed at least three people in Ukraine's southern city of Kherson. Six others were injured in the attack, which struck an apartment building and other civilian infrastructure. Meanwhile, an elderly woman has been killed after a missile hit a residential building in the northeastern city of Kharkiv. Three other people sustained minor injuries when the four-story block was hit.
This week on The Take, Russia has been hit with widespread sanctions over its invasion of Ukraine, and it's continuing to spend on the front lines. But how are those costs of war being felt inside of Russia, and what consequences could it face long term? Find it wherever you get your podcasts.